Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Stanley Rosenberg. Sophie, I have to ask, did you try that basic exercise he talks about, where you lie on your back and turn your head?
Hi there, Sam.
I did, and honestly, I felt ridiculous. But then I actually yawned, and I was like, okay, something's happening. This book is all about how a single nerve, the vagus nerve, can affect everything from anxiety to digestion to chronic pain.
Right, and it's not just some woo-woo thing. Rosenberg builds on polyvagal theory, which Stephen Porges developed. The idea is that our nervous system has three states, not just two. We know fight or flight and rest and digest, but there's also a social engagement state.
Exactly. And that social engagement state is powered by the newer branch of the vagus nerve, the ventral vagus. It's what lets us feel safe and connected. When it's active, we can make eye contact, listen, and calm down. But when it's compromised, we default to fight or flight or even freeze.
Yeah, the freeze response is the really old dorsal vagal system. That's the one that makes you play dead like a lizard. And Rosenberg says a lot of chronic depression and fatigue come from getting stuck in that state. It's not laziness. It's your nervous system shutting down.
Exactly. And the problem is, modern life is constantly hammering the ventral vagus. Poor posture, looking down at your phone, chronic stress, all of that compresses the nerve where it exits the skull. So we're walking around with a pinched vagus nerve and wondering why we feel awful.
Which brings us to the basic exercise. You lie on your back, turn your head to one side, and hold it until you feel an urge to swallow or yawn. Then you switch sides. That's it. And Rosenberg claims it can help with migraines, anxiety, even digestive issues.
I was skeptical, but the mechanism makes sense. By stretching the suboccipital muscles at the top of your neck, you're literally unpinching the nerve. The yawn or swallow is your signal that the vagus is waking up. It's like rebooting your nervous system.
I tried it this morning, and I actually yawned 3 times. That never happens. I mean, I'm not cured of everything, but I did feel a little more present. Is that weird?
Not weird at all. That's exactly what it's supposed to do. And the book goes beyond that exercise. He talks about eye movements, softening your gaze, moving your eyes side to side, because how we use our eyes is linked to our arousal state.
And the jaw, too. Clenching is a classic sign of fight or flight. He has exercises to gently mobilize the jaw, like moving it side to side with your tongue on the roof of your mouth. It's all about releasing tension that's compressing the nerve.
Right.
And one of the most fascinating parts is how our nervous systems co-regulate. When you're with someone calm, their ventral vagus signals to yours, and you feel safer. That's why supportive relationships are so healing, and toxic ones can make you sick.
That blew my mind. It's biological. Rosenberg connects poor vagal tone to inflammation, autoimmune issues, heart disease, IBS, even autism, and PTSD. The vagus nerve is the master switch for the anti-inflammatory reflex. When it's not working, your body's inflammation can run wild.
And he links it to posture too. The modern head forward, shoulders rounded position is a disaster for the vagus. His fix is simple, tuck your chin. That lengthens the back of the neck and creates space. I've been doing it all day and my neck feels looser.
I appreciate that he's not claiming this as a cure-all. He says it's a tool to support your body's own healing, not a replacement for medical care. But the reframing is powerful. Instead of saying, I'm anxious, you can say my sympathetic nervous system is activated.
That shift from helplessness to agency is huge. You're not your anxiety or depression. You're a person whose nervous system learned a pattern.
And patterns can be changed.
The exercises are simple, but they're a daily practice of telling your body you're safe.
So the one thing I'm taking away is that the vagus nerve is the physical embodiment of our capacity for calm and connection. And by learning to activate it, we're not just fixing symptoms, we're reestablishing a relationship with our own bodies.
That's beautiful. And if you want to explore more of Rosenberg's exercises or dive into other books on nervous system health, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big message, you have a nerve that can help you heal, you just have to learn to listen to it. We'll see you in the next one.